Chapter 2. Cody was so criffing tired of the criffing separatists. Ventress, in particular. He'd spent nearly 3 hours in her care, expecting and prepared for physical torture. Instead, she'd taken one look at him after dragging him out of the wreckage of his escape craft, and that was the last time he rode on a ship Skywalker was in charge of piloting, and ordered him restrained. And then she'd injected him with something. And then she'd started asking him questions. He'd wanted to resist, even as he felt the answers burbling up in his throat. He had to live with the knowledge that he'd have told her whatever she wanted to know, drugged out of his head, if backup hadn't shown up from nowhere. Obi-Wan diving in to handle Ventress while medics swarmed Cody, getting him up and out. Cody caught a glimpse of flashing lightsabers, brilliant blue against bloody red, and then the medics had him out in the hall, the colors of the world smearing together, blending as his head spun and bile crawled up the back of his throat. The medics got Cody back up to the negotiator. He only had the vaguest memories of the trip. Bones snapping something about getting an IV hooked up and doing some blood work. "I need to go back," Cody told him, in a moment of clarity, as Bones slid a needle into the port on the IV and pushed something down the line. "You need to sit the fuck still," Bones told him, implacable. "Don't make me restrain you." Cody groaned. He felt awful and, in fact, was feeling worse by the moment and sank back against the bed. Bones ran tests. Eventually, he must have gotten some results back because he came back to stand beside Cody's bed, frowning, and said, "How do you feel?" "Itchy," Cody told him, because it was the first sensation that occurred to him. He had a creeping feeling that whatever drug Ventress had dosed him with to make him spill military secrets was still pumping through his veins. Bones nodded and punched something in on the pad he held. He said, "What else?" Cody shifted, focusing on his body. "Dizzy," he said truthfully. "Not badly. My skin prickles." "Do you feel hot?" "Yes," he said without thinking. Then considered that. He felt warm all over, though the medbay had a tendency to stay cooler than the rest of the ship, and no one had thrown a blanket over him. In fact, he could feel sweat gathering under his arms and down his spine. He frowned, more aware of his body by the second. His stomach felt tight and aching, and there was a throb. "Anything else?" Bones asked, and Cody bit his tongue. Hard, staring forward, hoping that would be enough to get Bones to drop it. Instead, Bones said, a beat later, "Commander, anything else?" "I feel," Cody said and cleared his throat. "There's some arousal, I think." Though it wasn't precisely arousal, his cock, at least, thankfully, it remained soft between his legs, though he could feel something like a throbbing ache from his flesh. "Hmm," Bones said, frown darkening, and then, as he turned, "Don't move." Cody didn't move. He stayed perfectly still on the bed, even as the itching under his skin grew worse and the ache increased. Thankfully, his cock stayed soft. He noted it when his heart rate picked up, his respiration steadily increasing as his core temperature climbed. He'd started to sweat through his scrubs by the time Bones came back, mouth pressed thin and eyes narrowed. "What did she hit me with?" Cody asked, feeling both more and less under control, and more in his own mind. A nasty cocktail, Bones said, tone sharp. We've countered most of it. But, Cody prompted, grinding his back teeth together. But it included some pheromones. They match up to something excreted by Wookiees during... Bones cleared his throat. During their reproductive cycle. What? Cody said. Because what else could be said to that? He frowned, thoughts jumping ahead, and shuddered as he added, she wanted to mate with me? The thought was revolting on several levels all at once. Bones winced, shook his head, and said, probably not. There are reports of other species using the pheromones. It doesn't impact others the way it does Wookiees. In humans, it... Bones drew a breath, exhaled, and said, Commander, humans have used the hormone for many years as part of sexual intercourse. Cody opened his mouth to point out that Bones wasn't making the issue sound less like Ventress had intended to use his body. And Bones went on, stone-faced. It causes an increase in various hormones and sexual desire while preventing release until the application of a secondary pheromone. Cody stared at him, processed that, and said, what happens without this secondary pheromone? Bones rocked his jaw to the side. General Kenobi understands the situation and is seeking to recover the secondary pheromone from Ventress at this moment. Cody's gut lurched unpleasantly. His cock, he noted, was throbbing uselessly. Bones, he said, flat. What happens? What happened? Bones explained, expression like stone the entire time. Was that the pheromones continued to increase hormone production throughout the body. Left unaddressed long enough, it would prompt a heart attack. Several humans had died, according to journals Bones had found and reviewed, when a partner either failed to administer the secondary pheromone on time or purchased the pheromone from an unreputable dealer, leading to degradation of the pheromones. There was not, apparently, an artificially synthesized version available. Just sit tight, Bones told Cody, and then, frowning, added, I'm moving you to a private room while we work on this. Cody ground his teeth together and nodded. Cody sat as still as possible on his new bed until Bones ducked back into the room, frown etched deeper. He didn't have to say he had bad news, not with it written all over his expression. Cody braced, as Bones said, Ventress never had the secondary pheromone. The general got that out of her. He's on his way back, and we're working to synthesize something. Cody ground his teeth, exhaled, and said, But there's no guarantee on how long it'll take us, he said, grim. Or even if it can be done. Wookiees have a complicated biology. What are our other options? Cody asked, feeling calm and cold inside his head, as the rest of his body burned. He'd imagined his own death in many different ways, trying to reckon with it while burying so many men with his face. He hadn't anticipated Wookiee sex pheromone as the cause before. We'll find something that works, Bones said, and Cody inhaled sharply. What if I can make myself reach completion? Cody asked, brain working at different solutions, helplessly. Bones stared at him for a moment and then said, So far, no one else managed that. That you know of, Cody said, swallowing. If you got dosed with a sex pheromone and almost died, but managed to come before you died, you probably wouldn't go to the medics about it. Never mind, Cody said, scrubbing at his face. You would. Most people wouldn't. Bones said nothing for a moment, and then, with a shrug, said, "It's sure worth a fucking try." The problem, Cody discovered after Bones left and another medic dropped off a huge tube of lube without quite looking Cody in the eye, was that the initial pheromone was designed to prevent all progress towards orgasm. He got his scrubs open, and he got his hand lubed up, and he sat there, rubbing his limp cock until he knocked his head back against the wall, frustration a knot in his throat. He felt the burning ache of arousal in his gut. His balls throbbed, and yet, he'd never had a problem getting it up before. In fact, of late, he'd had the opposite problem. There was a time and place to get hard, and he knew for a fact that on the bridge, while looking across at his general, wasn't one. His body seemed to be ignoring that. Ever since Obi-Wan's experience with a nasty chemical designed to kill him if he orgasmed, Cody'd been getting hard more frequently when thinking about his general. He sighed, frowning down at his limp, shiny cock, and considered that. He'd been trying not to think about Obi-Wan lately while jerking off, hoping to maybe alleviate the reaction he had, but perhaps... He leaned his head back against the wall again, closed his eyes, and just held his cock for a moment. It was easy to imagine being in this room for a different reason. Obi-Wan in the bed instead of him, all tied up instead of free to move, a ring around his hard, leaking cock, his face flushed and his mouth bitten red, looking up with hazy eyes. Cody swallowed, holding on to the thought. He'd played out the scenario over and over in his head, letting his imagination change the way things had gone. He imagined taking off the cock ring, undoing the restraints, and Obi-Wan reaching for him, pulling him up onto the medical bed. He imagined murmuring thank yous before Obi-Wan pulled him down, mouth hot and slick and open. Imagined a messy kiss and Obi-Wan's fingers pulling at his codpiece, tossing his armor away. He could imagine Obi-Wan's hand around his cock, strong and sure, and groaned, feeling his cock twitch and start to fill between his own fingers. He bit at his lip, moving his fingers and pretending they were Obi-Wan's, feeling hot across his cheeks and a hint of shame, but he knew damn well Obi-Wan wouldn't want him to die, so he could imagine perfectly bracing an elbow on the bed, sinking into the kiss. Obi-Wan would be panting raggedly against his mouth, fingers slightly clumsy from his own exhaustion and orgasm. Maybe eventually he'd pull his hand away, grip Cody's hip, and encourage Cody to rut against his stomach instead. Cody's cock sliding through the mess of cum spilled everywhere. He'd gotten hard, cock hard between his fingers as he worked his hand faster, just a little more, he hoped. Imagining the slide of the head of his cock over the hard muscle of Obi-Wan's stomach, Obi-Wan's legs around his hips, so good and sweet and hot. His cock throbbed, his balls ached, his spine felt like liquid fire, and he waited for orgasm. It eluded him. He exhaled, pausing for a moment, breathing hard. And then, when his erection immediately started to soften, he grit his teeth, tightened his grip, and started moving his hand again. Giving up wasn't in him. Cody was beginning to reconsider his determination when someone knocked at the door sometime later. His cock felt tender and raw in his grip, lube sticking to his hand, stomach, and thighs. He'd run through every fantasy he knew, from the beginnings all the way to the ends. When he didn't have to leave after, when he could bring a rag and gently clean them both up, stretch out close, have Obi-Wan curl an arm around him and kiss his mouth. Come in, he croaked out, pulling a blanket up over his cock and messy hand. Bones stepped in. He'd been in a few times already to check, and frowned over at him. Cody took one look at him and said, No luck? We're getting there, Bones said, and Cody grimaced, looking away because the general wants to come talk to you. Cody flushed hot all over, his cock, softening without physical stimulation and the fantasies in his head, twitched. He said, staring at the far wall, Why? He's got an idea. Bones shifted, clearing his throat, and said, I think it might work. Cody turned back to blink at him. What is it? I'd rather let him explain, Bones said, expression all pinched and tight. But I'm not gonna send him in here without your permission. Cody stared for a moment. He felt out of breath and then nodded. A moment later, Bones stepped out and Obi-Wan slid in, hair damp and looking newly showered, wearing clean tunics and leggings, expression set with worry. Commander, he said quietly, and Cody nodded a greeting, leaning his shoulders back against the wall. After Obi-Wan left, after this discussion, he decided maybe he'd change the fantasies a little. Imagine that Obi-Wan had walked in and offered to help him out. Maybe that? Bones has explained your situation, Obi-Wan said, dragging Cody out of his head, all the ideas and considerations playing out behind his eyes. He noted a hint of pink across Obi-Wan's cheeks and the tips of his ears and winced, wondering if he'd been projecting. Criff, he hoped not. The medics are working on it, Cody said, clearing his throat after. His voice sounded thick and unfamiliar. They are, Obi-Wan said, shifting his weight a little, hands clasped under his sleeves. And I have every faith that they'll do their utmost to find a solution. However, the situation has grown more serious, and I wanted to offer you a possible alternative. What's that? Cody asked, clearing his throat, first this time, distinctly proud that he was managing this conversation with his cock out and wet under a blanket, his entire being full of yearning he could not address, and I believe I could help you, Obi-Wan said, and Cody jolted, reminding himself that he couldn't mean it the way it sounded, surely. I know we haven't discussed the matter, but I think I may be, uniquely positioned to help you handle the issue. He dropped his gaze, pointedly, towards Cody's lap. Cody stared at him, heat blistering all at once across his face, and said, croaking, Sir, that's... You don't... I'd never... I know, Obi-Wan said, pulling a hand free, raising it slightly. I'm not... I'd never have even brought up the... He cleared his throat. Intense sensations you've been projecting. You have the right to your privacy. However, your health is at risk, so... Obi-Wan drew in a breath and met his eyes. So if you'd allow my assistance, I believe I stand at least some chance of saving you. Of making me come, Cody translated in his head, fighting the simultaneous urges to laugh and groan and swear. It wasn't like Obi-Wan was wrong, criffing hell. I don't want to make anyone help me that way, Cody said, giving up on trying to make his voice sound normal. You're not making me do anything, Obi-Wan said, some tension going out of his shoulders as he took another step further into the room. I came here to volunteer. Cody swallowed. He thought he probably ought to protest, but so many of his fantasies had started like this, with Obi-Wan coming to him, asking to help him out, and he needed. Are you sure? He asked, as Obi-Wan stepped up beside the bed. Yes, Obi-Wan told him, putting a hand on the mattress, not touching him. Please, let me at least try. Cody shivered down his back, wet his bottom lip, and nodded. If, all right, but I... He glanced away, down to his lap and over to the wall. Humiliation and embarrassment burned in his throat as he admitted, fingers knotting in the sheet over his waist. I can't even stay hard. We'll take care of that, Obi-Wan told him. What have you tried so far? Just my hand, Cody admitted, swallowing hard. Lube? Cody nodded, jaw clenching shut. And Obi-Wan hummed. I'd like to clean that off, he said, his voice steady and deep and good. I don't particularly like the taste. Criff, Cody panted, the words unexpected, his cock jerking against his thigh. He looked over at Obi-Wan in time to see the corner of his mouth curve up, knowing. Stay right there, Obi-Wan said, and crossed the room into the little attached bathroom. Cody listened to the sink run, sitting frozen in the bed, until Obi-Wan came back out, holding a wet rag. Obi-Wan glanced at him and said, If you don't want this, I'll leave right now. I want it, Cody said, without thought, and his face burned at the speed and sincerity he heard in his own voice. He looked away and said, I mean, I don't, I appreciate your help, I know what you meant, Obi-Wan said, gently, and Cody shivered at his tone. I think it might work best if I clean you up, but if you'd prefer... No, Cody rasped, heart beating erratically. You can. He swallowed and made himself drag the blanket down, looking to the side, cheeks afire. Thank you, Obi-Wan said, and Cody bit the insides of his cheeks. Hard, wishing he weren't soft, wishing Obi-Wan hadn't seen. I'm going to wipe off the lube, Obi-Wan said, softly, sitting on the edge of the bed. Cody nodded and then hissed, jolting all over, when Obi-Wan touched his cock for the first time. His eyes rolled back, feeling long, calloused fingers so strong and sure. Force, he panted out, and had to look down, unable to resist. His imaginings had gotten it mostly right. Obi-Wan's fingers looked so good around his dick, though he'd always been hard when he'd fantasized about this. As though to fix the disconnect, his cock twitched and started to fill again as Obi-Wan held him, bringing the rag around to wipe away the lube. Very good, Obi-Wan said. And Cody groaned, the words going straight to his cock. I know, he panted out, that this is far from ideal. The situation, yes, Obi-Wan said, tossing the rag aside and stroking his cock. But this, he said, twisting his wrist just so, thumb stroking under the head of Cody's cock, foreskin drawing back more and more with each touch. Is very good. Cody grabbed his arm and held on without thinking, just needing to touch him. You don't have to say that, he rasped, and Obi-Wan made a little humming sound. I thought I'd put my mouth on you, he said, and Cody swore, knocking his head back into the wall, cock swelling fully to hardness. Is that all right? Yes, Cody managed to strangle out. He thought about that over and over. The Force knew how accurate his imaginings were. He never had anyone put their mouth on him, but... Do you want a plast? Obi-Wan asked, still moving his hand, sure and steady and the perfect amount of tightness. I'm clean. Bones checked before I came in here, but if... No, Cody grit out. I don't want one. Force, he half thought this was a dream. One of the ones that left him with a wet spot on the front of his blacks when he woke up. It felt like a dream, like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And in that case, he wanted to feel Obi-Wan's mouth hot and wet around him. All right, Obi-Wan said, and shifted. Would you swing your legs over the side? Cody barely breathed, shifting to get his legs over the side, feet flat on the ground. He stared down, gut hot and tight, as Obi-Wan nudged his knees apart a little and then sank down. Wait, Cody gasped out, as Cody curled one hand around the base of his cock, holding him steady. Obi-Wan looked up at him through the fall of his hair, cheeks flushed and lips shiny, and raised an eyebrow. I don't, Cody swallowed, cursing himself mentally. His erection was already starting to flag, but you don't have to. I'm sitting and you're on your knees. I don't want to make you. You're not making me do anything, Obi-Wan said, and squeezed his softened erection just a little, not hard enough to hurt. And I quite like being on my knees, darling. Cody groaned, eyes fluttering, and Obi-Wan leaned in closer, breath over his skin. I need you to tell me if you want this, he said, looking up through his eyelashes. And, of course, Cody couldn't remember wanting anything more. Yes, he gasped. I want it. Obi-Wan's mouth quirked again, and he leaned the rest of the way. And Cody had tried to imagine what it would feel like to be in Obi-Wan's mouth. He'd not come close, he realized, as Obi-Wan slid his lips down. He wasn't hard yet. Small gods, he was getting there, though. And it let Obi-Wan take so much of him inside. Cody stared down, unwilling to blink as Obi-Wan sucked and did something with his tongue and hummed a little. His cock swelled. The hot, wet felt so good. Obi-Wan slid a hand down, strong fingers moving over Cody's balls as he swore, thighs and stomach tensing. He had never in his life wanted to come more, but he couldn't. He found the horror of the realization muting the pleasure coursing through him, even as Obi-Wan bobbed his head and sucked and swallowed, taking Cody past his mouth into his throat. Cody's hips jerked, his muscles ached, every part of his body screamed for release, and he couldn't. Obi-Wan said, hoarse, coming up and off his cock, some indeterminate amount of time later. Cody blinked down at him dazedly. Obi-Wan's mouth was so red and slick, just a little line of spit stretched to the head of Cody's cock, and he groaned. Some part of him trying to come just at the sight of it. Is everything all right? Cody asked, voice ruined. And Obi-Wan glanced up at him, face flushed, and gods, he looked good after sucking cock, like giving my jaw a break, Obi-Wan murmured, his voice hoarse, and Cody shivered down his back. It's all right, he said. Cock softening again. Damn it! It didn't work. I appreciate that you tried. We'll just wait for Bones. We can wait, Obi-Wan said, rising to his feet smoothly. But that was only Plan A. I'm willing to try Plan B. Cody blinked at him, dizzy, heart racing, hungry. What's Plan B? Obi-Wan put a hand down on the blankets by Cody's hip, leaning close, and said, voice a purr, Plan B is taking off my clothes and getting on this bed with you and having you fuck me until you fill me all up. Cody jerked bodily, unthinking. He curled a hand into Obi-Wan's hair on instinct, surging forward, not realizing that he planned to kiss Obi-Wan's mouth until he already had, as though desperate to get as close to the source of the words as possible. He'd never kissed anyone before. He froze once he realized what he was doing, Obi-Wan's mouth so hot and soft against his lips, and then pulled away, looking for apologies. He hadn't found one by the time Obi-Wan murmured, I could take that as an enthusiastic yes, but I'd like to hear you say it, darling. Yes, Cody rasped out, forgetting the question, just knowing that Obi-Wan wanted a yes was more than enough for him. He'd have agreed to anything. All right, Obi-Wan said, straightening a little, eyes on Cody as his hands fell to his belts. Cody groaned, hands clenching in the sheets as Obi-Wan's belts fell to the floor. Obi-Wan said, softly, "You can help." Cody jerked to his feet, thoughts a scattered waste. Obi-Wan made a sound, thick, as Cody batted his hands away. Gods, he'd thought about this 1,000 times. He had a plan, each step plotted for the best way to remove each layer. He shoved the outer tunic off, reverent, then undid the ties, pulling aside the under tunic, breath catching as he reached the undershirt. Obi-Wan lifted his arms, helpful, as Cody pulled the fabric up and off, gaze dragging down. Obi-Wan was all broad shoulders, reddish hair over his chest. Cody's cock softened, twitched as his gaze dragged over Obi-Wan's belly button, where cum had pooled once. Cody put hands on him, and Obi-Wan groaned. "Oh, yes, please." And Cody's cock twitched again. "Do you want me to touch you?" he asked, gasping, fingertips following the cut of the muscles in Obi-Wan's stomach. "Yes," Obi-Wan told him, voice warm and welcoming. "Touch me just like that." Cody groaned, dragging one hand back up, squeezing at one side of Obi-Wan's chest, muscles so firm and good under his hand, and hooking his other fingers into the waistband of Obi-Wan's slacks. He made a noise, relief and hunger, when he tugged the waistband down and found Obi-Wan's cock hard. It settled something in him, physical evidence that Obi-Wan really did like being touched like this. He remembered what Obi-Wan's cock felt like in his hand, remembered squeezing the base to stop Obi-Wan from coming and slid his hand over without thinking, curling fingers around him. Obi-Wan panting out, "Ugh, Cody, yes, that's so good." Cody let out a shuddery breath, stroking, and Obi-Wan slid a hand up his arm, nuzzling at his hair, saying, low against his ear, "I want you to touch me somewhere else, too." "Where?" Cody asked, twitching to meet his eyes, feeling focused for the first time in too long, clarity arriving along with the hunger. "Well," Obi-Wan said, eyes all pupil, mouth so red still, "we're going to need the lube again." Cody looked to the side, spotting it on the blankets at the same time Obi-Wan lifted it with the force. Cody caught it, dragging a hand reluctantly off Obi-Wan's skin to do so. "Where should I touch you?" he asked again, wanting so much, burning up with it. "Lube first," Obi-Wan said, and reached up, helping Cody smear it over his fingers before gripping Cody's wrist and pulling his arm back and around. "I got ready earlier," Obi-Wan said, low and intimate, as Cody's fingers slid over his ass. "But you let me have you in my mouth for so long. Would you help me out?" "Yes," Cody panted, hard without even needing a hand moving over him somehow. He'd imagined so often touching Obi-Wan like this, gripping his ass and sliding his fingers down. He felt lube already there, brushing his fingers over Obi-Wan's rim, cock throbbing, heart racing, and that should have worried him, but Obi-Wan groaned when Cody pressed the tip of one finger cautiously inside him. It felt easy, but Obi-Wan said he'd gotten ready earlier, done this for himself earlier, because he'd had to come and help, and Cody's stomach lurched, and "That's so good," Obi-Wan murmured, nuzzling down, mouth brushing the side of Cody's throat. "Just like that, let me have some more." Cody panted, ragged, pressing further in. He'd tried the movements on his own body, pressed fingers inside, trying to see what it felt like. It hadn't felt like much of anything to him, just pressure and a stretch, but... Gods, Obi-Wan moaned, beard rubbing the sensitive skin of Cody's throat. Yes, more. Cody stopped rubbing Obi-Wan's cock, put that arm around him instead, holding him and focused on working his finger in and out, on daring another inside, so easy, and a third as Obi-Wan moaned and encouraged and asked for more, all until Obi-Wan rasped, I want you to fuck me now. Cody opened his mouth, prepared to apologize, to say he couldn't physically, but somehow his cock had stayed hard, grinding and bumping against Obi-Wan's stomach. Yeah? He asked, voice a rasp. Yes, Obi-Wan assured him, and Cody slid his fingers free, hands fumbling over skin. He felt out of it, but Obi-Wan had asked Cody to fuck him, and that felt like a lifeline. Cody tugged on him, manhandling him around, not thinking as he got Obi-Wan pushed down over the bed. He hesitated, some clarity creeping into his head as he pressed closer, hands on Obi-Wan's hips, his cock sliding across slick skin. This was happening very fast, he thought, and he wasn't sure if Obi-Wan really... Just like that, Obi-Wan said, tilting his hips back, looking over his shoulder, his eyes so dark and hot. Fuck me just like that, Cody. Cody groaned, tightening his grip and pressed inside. He had no idea, really, how hard to go or how fast, just pushing in. Obi-Wan gasped, eyes going wide before he dropped his head forward, scrambling at the sheets as Cody bottomed out all in one stroke. Fuck, Cody gasped, tight heat all around his cock, clenching hard, blindingly good, but are you all right? Was that so good? Obi-Wan panted out, looking over his shoulder with his hair sticking to his forehead and his cheeks red. Perfect, I... More, Cody, just like that. Cody groaned helplessly, and his body apparently knew how to rock his hips back and snap them forward again, and gods, it felt good, fucking his cock into Obi-Wan's body, fucking noises out of him. Obi-Wan panting, Oh, you feel so good, darling, give me more. Cody tightened his hip on Obi-Wan's body, fucking into him over and over, changing the angle a little until he found a spot that made Obi-Wan gasp and then moan. His back burned, muscles aching as sweat slid down his skin as he drove his cock in, desperate to come and... Oh, gods! Obi-Wan slurred some impossible stretch later, head dropping forward as his body clenched in waves around Cody's cock. A strange, magnificent feeling that Cody didn't recognize at all. Are you all right? He panted out, panic slicing down through him. Did I hurt you? Did you? Obi-Wan panted, looking back, wrecked. You made me come, he gasped out. Because you feel, so good inside me. Keep going. Cody didn't need to be told. His hips slammed forward, head buzzing. He'd made Obi-Wan come on his cock, just with his cock. He'd at least done that. His heart felt like it was going to explode, but he'd done that. I need you to come too, Cody. Obi-Wan panted out, voice quaking as Cody fucked him, his back all flushed and lovely. Trying. Cody panted out, because Force knew he was trying. Desperately, he wanted to come just like this, his cock buried as deep as he could get it. But it didn't seem to matter how hard or fast or deep he went. Please, Obi-Wan said, and Cody heard the noise he made in response, low and gutted. Obi-Wan glanced over his shoulder, eyes dark. Obi-Wan licked his lips, keeping eye contact, and panted out. Please won't you fill me up with your cum? Please, Cody. And something in Cody's head just clicked. A wave of sensation speeding up his spine, and for a beat, he didn't realize he'd come, driving his cock in deep, and then the sensation swallowed him. It felt better than anything he'd ever felt before. He heard himself shout something, scream, maybe, hips snapping even as he spilled, pleasure spreading through each inch of his body, lighting up each nerve as he came and came and came. It felt like it went on forever, until he collapsed forward, catching himself clumsily on a hand beside Obi-Wan's side, his cock still pulsing where he'd buried himself, his vision blurred and his head buzzing, heart slowing down. "Oh, gods," he groaned, throat aching, skin tingling, still coming. He collapsed lower until he could smash his mouth against Obi-Wan's sweaty shoulder, kissing his hot skin. "Are you all right?" "I'm wonderful," Obi-Wan said, his chest heaving too. "More worried about you, darling." "I'm so good," Cody slurred, cock giving one last throbbing pulse. "So good. You're amazing." Obi-Wan made a sound, warm and amused. "Let's have Bones confirm that," he said. "Could you pull out of me, darling, so he could do some blood work?" "I came," Cody told him, nuzzling against his skin. "Came inside you. Gods filled you up." "You did," Obi-Wan assured him, reaching back and squeezing at his hip. "So perfectly, darling. But we need to check anyway." He hesitated a beat. "Please." Cody shivered, hips giving a little jerk. "Anything you want," he murmured, and pushed himself up on his arms that felt suddenly exhausted. He slid back carefully and got distracted for a moment, staring at Obi-Wan's body, his spread legs, and the redness of his rim, so puffy and tender, lube and cum smeared over his skin. Cody blinked. "I made a mess," he said, trying to focus, his heart slowing down further in his chest, finally able to get a deep breath. "I can clean up later," Obi-Wan said, "if Bones gives you the all clear." He did grab his robe, though, the fabric flying across the room as he sat up, wrapping it around his shoulders. Obi-Wan glanced at him and said, eyebrow arching, "You may want to cover up too, darling." "All right," Cody said, and bent, grabbing the fallen sheet before taking two steps back to collapse into the chair, legs wide and stretched out, elbows resting on the arms of the chair, blanket pulled partially across one thigh in his stomach and his cock. He slumped back, feeling immensely satisfied, tired and good, as Obi-Wan said something into his calm. A moment later, as Cody just basked in the sensations, the door slid open. Bones came through, took one look at him, and hesitated for a beat before crossing to him. "How are you feeling?" Bones asked, fingers pressing to the inside of his wrist, taking his pulse. "Amazing," Cody told him, leaning his head back, aware of the smile stretching across his mouth. "Never felt better in my life." Bones made a muffled choking sound, gaze cutting over to Obi-Wan. Cody followed the line of his gaze, and Obi-Wan, sitting on the cot, tilted his head, curled one side of his mouth up, and shrugged. "This is gonna sting a little," Bones said, with a little shake of his head. But Cody barely felt the prick of the blood draw. He waved a hand, vaguely, when Bones stepped back and left the room. He had no worries that he was gonna die. He felt far too good for that. But Bones should check you, too, he said, frowning over at Obi-Wan, as his head started to clear a little. He felt his cheeks burn again. I was rough. No more than I like, Obi-Wan said, and Cody jolted all the way from his head to his feet. Don't worry, he added, adjusting the fall of his robe, as though he hadn't gotten on his knees and sucked Cody's cock, as though he hadn't let Cody inside his body, as though Cody's cum wasn't smeared all over him. You didn't hurt me. But Bones came back in before Cody could say anything else, a pad in one hand, bearing changed, no longer carrying so much stress in his shoulders. Congratulations, he said, and Cody saw Obi-Wan rise to his feet. You've got a clean bill of health. However, I do want to keep you for observation. By the time Cody convinced Bones that he didn't need observation, Obi-Wan was gone. Cody showered off. He'd gotten sweaty and his muscles ached all over, and stared at the wall in the fresher. He played back the entire event, memories clearing up as he focused on them. He'd thought he was going to die, and then Obi-Wan had shown up and given him exactly what he needed. Cody stepped out of the fresher, scrubbing his hair dry and running the towel over his body. His cock rose as he played the memories back, a reminder that he really was well again. He ignored it anyway. It felt quite chafed. He'd gotten so many of the things he'd fantasized about. In fact, he was almost certain, looking back with a clear head, that Obi-Wan had been playing into some of those fantasies, picking up on them either through Cody's thoughts or his reactions. It made his cheeks burn again to think about, but he could hardly complain. The alternative had been dying, but it made him ache inside to know there'd been a performative aspect to it. And he ached, too, for the parts of his imaginings they hadn't got to. The parts where he wiped up the mess, brought Obi-Wan some water, and curled up beside him. He pulled on his clothes, the thoughts weighing on him. And then, with a bracing breath, he left his quarters. Cody pushed the chime on Obi-Wan's door as soon as he arrived. He couldn't bring himself to delay. The door opened after only a beat. The lights were dimmed inside, but not off. Obi-Wan stood by the little table in the room, wearing a loose tunic and leggings, holding a cup of steaming tea. He asked, "Everything all right?" "Yes," Cody told him, and cleared his throat as the door slid shut behind him. "I just thought we should talk." Obi-Wan stared at him for a moment, and then inclined his head. "Of course," he said, gesturing to the table. Cody felt half out of his body, crossing to the floor, pulling out a chair, sitting down. Obi-Wan sat a moment later, only a little gingerly. "I wanted to thank you," Cody said, and Obi-Wan shook his head, opening his mouth. Gods, Cody's cock had been in there. And Cody pressed on. "No, I need to. You didn't have to do that." Obi-Wan exhaled and said, "Yes, I did." And then, as Cody's heart swelled, "I hardly think Admiral Yularen could have pulled it off." Cody choked on nothing, quickly shoving that thought away, and Obi-Wan's mouth quirked. "Don't joke," Cody told him, after clearing his airway. And Obi-Wan sighed. "I could have died. You saved my life." "You would have done the same," Obi-Wan said, expression getting softer, more serious. "You did do the same." "Not quite the same," Cody said, and then cleared his throat, seized his courage, and went on. "But I thought about doing things like that, like we did after I helped you. I tried not to, but I couldn't stop it." Obi-Wan looked at him, eyes widening, and Cody went on, still buzzing inside. I thought about touching you and having you and kissing you so many times. Obi-Wan only stared for a moment and then said, tone careful, was it as good as you hoped? Cody shivered. It was better than anything I imagined. I know it wasn't exactly how you'd be, not really, and I... He swallowed, trying to gather himself. I'd like to know what it'd really be like when neither one of us is in danger of dying, if you wanted it to. And I'd like to do the other things I imagined, too. Obi-Wan blinked at him. What other things? I wanted to help you clean up, Cody blurted, the words just bursting from him. And to lie with you after, to hold you and fall asleep. And he cut off when Obi-Wan made a soft, hurt sound, curling his shoulders down a little. Obi-Wan, I'm sorry, is all this? He winced. I shouldn't have presumed. He stood, jerky, and Obi-Wan reached out, grabbing his arm. You didn't presume, Obi-Wan said softly. We could do the other things you imagined. Normally I would. Our ranks stand between us and this crippling war, but we are well over the line of fraternization now, you and I. He looked up, eyes soft and tired. And we can't walk that back, so we'll just have to try to be professional while we work and... Cody prompted when Obi-Wan was quiet for a long moment. Too long, really, for his heart to take. And, Obi-Wan said, looking up at him, if you truly want, we can worry about it in the morning. After we lie down together. Now. Cody's breath caught for a moment, and he rasped, heart racing, but naturally, I'd like to kiss you first. Obi-Wan's mouth quirked. He blinked, and then tilted his face up and said quietly, please do. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening.